from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you to today's edition of the News Hour, coming to you live and direct from this beautiful city, Bangkok, here in Thailand. It is an honor, it is a pleasure to serve the wonderful people of Biafra, especially those who are here, especially those who are in Bangkok, those who are all over Thailand. It is a beautiful place. Once again, we are packed. Our studio is packed. We are very close to a place of worship. So God is performing his miracles. My cold is beginning to go. My illness is beginning to go. The lack of sleep is beginning to go. And the reason why I slept was, as a matter of fact, is because there was no upload, due to difficulties we had with uploading our broadcast yesterday. If not, I would have been awake till about 5:30 a.m. in the morning. Then going to sleep would have been very difficult. Wherever you are on this planet, we are welcoming you. I am Nnamdi Kanu. I happen to be the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the special grace of God and God himself alone, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Wherever you are, we welcome you. We say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, even good night to some of us who are in this part of the world. Radio Biafra is in Thailand to do the impossible. We are here gathered today in the home of our leader in this country. Previously, we were told that people don't go to each other's houses. We have been to our deputy leader's house. We are today at our leader's house, broadcasting, and the studio is always full. Nothing has happened. That goes to show there is something not only miraculous, but something deeply spiritual about this Biafra that we are pursuing. We are doing what God asked us to do, not Satan, not man. That is why we speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That is why Radio Biafra will remain incorruptible. No amount of money will buy the love we receive from people wherever we go to. No amount of love will make people sit in one country and decide to bring Radio Biafra there. That type of love, money cannot buy it. That is why when we look at their faces one after the other, when we look, listen to their plight, their problems, we say we must bring about Biafra. Everything we are doing, everything we are trying to accomplish is designed for the glory of God and not of man. It is an honor to have you. We welcome you. If you go to www.radiobiafra.co, www.beliehumanrights.org, www.peopleofbiafra.org, www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. You will get Radio Biafra. Our principal website is radiobiafra.co. The rest are listening posts. If you go there, you should be able to listen to us. If you want far more detailed information, please go to radiobiafra.co. You will get us there. The telephone number to call we'll give you after the round of introductions. Our Skype line is open. Our telephone lines are working. Two lines, not one. We have given Thailand that honor to advertise two telephone lines instead of one. You will get through to us. Nigeria is crumbling. It is disintegrating before our eyes, as we told you it will. Nothing is going to stop the coming of Biafra. We announce it every blessed day, so that when it happens, other people will not claim credit and say, oh, they knew it was coming. No. We are here telling you what is going to happen before it happens. The same way we told you they will kill you in the north. The same way we told you that they will bring Islam very close. The same way we told you that they have bought over everybody whose mind is shaky about Biafra. Everything we've told you has come to pass, apart from one. Nigeria will not survive after 2015. It is impossible. Mathematically, scientifically impossible. In its present format, Nigeria cannot exceed 2015. After 2015, maybe people will look at us differently. Because you will refer them to our broadcast and say, Radio Biafra said so. And so it was. We welcome you wherever you are. We are peace-loving people. We love our neighbors as ourselves. And because of that, our neighbor has brought cattle into our farms. They are raping our mothers. They are taking our daughters by force. Because they told us if they slap you on one side, you turn the other side. They have not only slapped us on both sides of the cheek, they are now slapping us direct where our nose is, where we breathe from. And it is time for us to rise up, to wake up, to rise up to the challenge from these people and defeat them. And defeat we must give to these people. This is Radio Biafra once again. We welcome you wherever you are on this planet. This is a family radio station. It belongs to the people of Biafra. They fund it. They decide where it goes to. From here, we'll go to China because there are Biafrans in China. Wherever you have Biafrans, Radio Biafrans, even those who are lost in America, we went to go and see them. We took the good news to them. We rescued a handful of people. And with them, we have been working. Of which one of them is Chidera, who is with us today. Chidera, that this is Radio Biafra. You're welcome to the program. You will proceed to acknowledge the wonderful people of Biafra in every continent, every country, every town, every city, every village, in every hamlet, in every community, in every family, all across the world. Please, 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 welcome them to the program. Chidera, do we have you? Oh, we've lost her once again. Her line was playing up. We may have lost her. She will try and get back to us later, please. If we can start on the, I hope all our microphones are working today. Is that correct?
Yes.
Is everything working?
Yeah.
Please start from the left, from our chief or head of mobilization here in Thailand, who has been doing marvelously well, and will go on to mobilize us, not just in Thailand and across Asia, but all over the world. Please, Osita, okay, you will say hello to our people all over the world. Please, proceed.
Hello, wonderful people of Biafra and friends of Biafra. Thank you so much for joining us today. And as we are about to start today's edition, we ask for you to focus and pay attention as we are about to start. And we thank you so much, our coordinator, for your marvelous work towards our people. We say may God reward you in abundance. And I ask my fellow Biafrans all over the world, wherever you are, to join us in this today's edition as we are about to proceed. Thank you for staying tuned. God bless you all.
Thank you. Thank you. The next person, please. The next person, please. Does she want to introduce herself to the world?
Yeah, she has to introduce herself.
Yeah,
she,
please give
she's
us.
She's with us today in the studio, so she has to. She has to tell us her name.
Yes, of course, it's important. Please go ahead.
My name is Bapasli Nilakwalaport. Yes, today I'm follow my husband, Mr. OKK Osita, to be here. I am just respect him and I'm just like to have a freedom of the Biafra. Yes.
Thank you very, very much. We bring our wives with us. Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah. My name is Solo. Like I told you, I'm Solo Enugu in Bangkok. My real name is Christopher Andubisi Okeke. I come from Oguroko government of Enugu state. I'm the deputy leader of Biafrans in Thailand. Welcome every Biafran and friends of Biafra all over the world. Join us today as we broadcast from Bangkok, city of Thailand. I want to use this opportunity to tell every Biafran that today in Thailand that we declare Nnamdi Kanu a prophet. So as we go on, we want you to know that Nnamdi Kanu is not a prophet, so you can address him by prophet. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank
May
you.
God bless you.
Thank you very, very much. Yes, yes. Yes, that's better.
Hello. Welcome again to today's edition. My name is Uche Nwadibe, known as UC, from Umuju, in Agatha local government, Anambra. Thank you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes. Pass the microphones around, even those at the back.
Yeah.
This is your radio station.
Today, I welcome everybody for the presence and making out the time for us to be here together to support our country, Biafra, because it's a country, whether they believe it or not.
Yeah, who is knocking the... don't knock it, please. We are not in a disco. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, so my name is Emmanuel Ugochukwu Obioha from Imo State, Nkwere local government area. So, I'm here to support the progress of our nation, Biafra. And I welcome every of our friends, wherever they are around the world, listening to us today live from Thailand, Bangkok City. We are here representing Asia Coast with our fellow brothers, wherever they are. I welcome you all to this program today for this new edition that that is about to take off right now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, wonderful people of Biafra, friends of Biafra. My name is John Ihanacho. John Mbanugo Ihanacho. I'm from Ikeduru, Omudim in Imo State. I happen to be the son of Dibenta. Everybody know me. Once you know Iwanyangu, you know some people, the politicians in Imo State, you must surely know Dibenta, who they are called Dibenta. Once you go to Ore, ask who is Dibenta, they will direct you directly to my home. I'm John Iyanacho. I'm inviting friends of Biafrans and the Biafran citizens to join us in today's edition. I am very, very happy to be a member of a mobilization group of Biafran citizens here in Thailand. God bless you all. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes, go ahead. Those at the back.
Hello, my people of Biafran. My name is Sunday Ago. I am from Udi, Enugu State. I thank you all for joining us today in today's edition. And my advice to everybody is to hope in God and let us join hands together to get what belongs to us. I greet you all.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Please go ahead.
Praise the Lord. I'll be the only person that will use Igbo language. Call.
No Igbo language. I speak English. We'll tell you why in a minute. Okay. Very soon you have the chance to speak Igbo language. Please go
ahead. The person that is speaking now is Innocent Ifejika. He's talking from Thailand, Bangkok, here.
Yes.
I'm coming. I was born in Nando, Ikemunando, from Anambra State. So I'm very happy for what is going on now, because it has been long we are praying for this Biafra issue. But by God's grace, as my chairman Namundi is saying now, with God all things are possible. So we believe that before 2015 everything will be done by God's grace. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much.
Hello, my fellow Biafra. My name is Emeka Akaniro. I'm from Ozitem, Abia State, Benin local government. I greet everybody. Let them join together.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, go ahead.
Hello, dear friends all over the world. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. This is the Pastor Livy Emezito Ike. I want to use this opportunity to welcome all dear friends all over the world. Just pay attention and listen to us very carefully. Just like my deputy have earlier said, today we have launched it and have said it, and so it shall be. Nandi is our prophet in Radio Biafra. We give you that title today. Mm-hmm. Go home with that. Because everything you said come to pass. Why can't we give you that name, a prophet? You are prophet of Biafra, as far as Radio Biafra is concerned. So I want to use the opportunity to call every Biafra all over the world. Just pay attention and listen to our prophet and hear from him directly. He get the message from above and he passed the message to us. We are very happy to have a man like him. And today you are going to hear a lot and a lot. And I'm happy that in the studio today we have a lot of Biafrans here. Some of them are outside, some are still in their homes coming. So we are happy to have all this audience here today. That's to tell you something new have started happening here in Thailand, Bangkok, among Biafrans. Thank you all. Pay attention and listen very carefully. God bless.
Thank you very, very much. It's an honor to be here. The people of this place, they are great people. They are wonderful people. And they love Biafra so passionately. That is why it is a delight for us to be in their midst. That is why it is an honor for us to be here. And that is why we are going to remain here until the seed of Biafra is firmly planted into the hearts and minds of our people here. We are going to remain here until everybody resident in this country, even those in prison, even those in police custody, until they come to the realization, the awareness, that Biafra is the only solution to our myriad of problems. A lot of things are happening. We are doing the best we can to make sure that Biafra comes into existence. And in so doing, we are not going to plead with anybody. We are not going to beg anybody. We don't need permission from anybody. This is where we get it wrong all the time. The day here today is the 4th of September. If you are listening to us from London, by which we mean United Kingdom, London is where we are based, it's only a capital, or in Biafra land, or in anywhere else along that very axis, it is still the 3rd of September for you. The world is spinning. As we said when we were small, it keeps turning. We cannot be doing the same things we've done in the past that has not given us Biafra. We cannot keep doing it, because it's only a fool who keeps doing the same thing all the time but expecting a different outcome. It can never happen. We are here to bring about the restoration, not actualization, not realization. We are here to bring about the restoration of Biafra in truth and honesty. In truth and in honesty. We cannot afford to lie to the listening public. We cannot afford to deceive you. We cannot afford to make things out the way they are not. Any day we do it, we will fail. That Radio Biafra is received and listened to in every country. That Radio Biafra editorial board, with the help of the listener base, managed to launch a bespoke app, the only media organization. The only media organization emanating from West Africa that has its own bespoke application, both on Android platform and also on iTunes, by which we mean iPhone, iPad, and all the rest of it. We are hopeful that our Windows version and BlackBerry version will be out for the end of this week. These are the things that we are doing. Some people question the what they call the efficacy of media. Some people question the influence of media. those that do so, those who don't understand what media represents, what it stands for, are those responsible for the plight we are in today, because our enemies are now writing our stories. And we don't want that to continue happening. Every country in this world, every nation, every people that want to be taken seriously, they have a media presence. If you don't control the information that our people are fed, you are finished. That is why Radio Biafra is here meeting our people, because our transmitter is important. We must buy a transmitter. If we don't buy it, then we are finished. This is Radio Biafra. In a short while, I shall be presenting to you the news the way it is. And also, if I can find where our numbers are written, I believe they are here, we shall give them to you. These are the numbers you must take down should you wish to contribute, to participate, to partake in our proceedings this evening. Because our Skype, we have so many people on Skype that even Skype itself is complaining that we are too much on Skype. And you're in Biafrans, listen to the truth. So you may find it difficult this evening getting through Skype. The numbers to call. The numbers to call are +66, which is Thailand, +66 81 30 03 120. I repeat, +66 81 30 03 120. The second number is +66 95 96 30 764. I repeat, +66 95 96 30 764. These are the two numbers to call us on, and also our Skype, which is Radio Biafra. But I doubt if you can get through, because Skype as a company, they are now beginning to complain. You may experience some disruptions, some intermittency in terms of our relay. Our streaming could be slightly shaky. All you need to do is to please refresh and renew your browser. Just click on refresh or F5. You refresh it, you should be able to hear us. We had Chidera with us a while ago, but unfortunately she's no longer here with us. So I shall proceed to bring you the news on this day, the 3rd, assuming we are in England. But we have to do it the proper way. It's the 4th today, is that correct? The 4th of September. The time here is 22 minutes past the hour of 1 a.m. in the morning. We are already in 4th, while those of you in London are still on your 3rd, and those in Biafra land as well. Our headlines are very simple. We are reporting today that President Goodluck Jonathan, what he's telling people is that all Nigeria's assets and substantial investments in infrastructure, only God knows what those infrastructures are under threat. People must listen very carefully. President Goodluck Ebere Jonathan has received intelligence report in keeping with what Radio Biafra reported many, many months ago. Those that listen, those that come to Radio Biafra with their pen and their paper must know what we are talking about. We warned that after they must have finished with the churches and the villagers, they will go after all the major infrastructure. They will bring down aeroplanes. They will bomb luxurious buses. They will go and disrupt water supply, if at all there are pipe bomb waters anywhere. Every major infrastructure will be brought down. Every major infrastructure will come down. Who is now saying this? Goodluck Jonathan. President Jonathan is, they did an assessment and they have determined that the assets in the country are under threat. Professor Nwabueze is telling us that they are calling for a political summit. And that political summit will not discuss Goodluck Jonathan's ambition. This man is a Yoruba servant. He lives in Lagos, not in his village. We'll deal with him later. We are also reporting that police arrested a council boss, a local government chairman, in Ndiago Echara. over the rape of a woman and her two daughters. Aaron, we are also telling you this evening that, as usual, in the Zoological Republic, we call it the Zoological Republic of Nigeria, Boko Haram have now killed yet another 10 people in Kaduna. Oil pipeline vandalized. All these are happening in the Zoological Republic. And here are the news in detail. Nigeria's substantial investments and critical infrastructure are under threat of the actions of terrorists, vandals, and saboteurs, President Goodluck has said. This was reported by Radio Biafra nearly 5.5 months ago. Jonathan expressed the concern on Monday in Abuja while declaring open a two-day stakeholders forum on the protection of critical national assets and infrastructure. The president, who was represented by Vice President Namati Sambo, therefore ordered the nation's security agencies to review existing strategies for effective intelligence sharing towards ensuring greater protection of such national assets and critical infrastructure. I don't know what they mean by critical infrastructure. The only critical infrastructure they have in that country are the banks and the oil wells. We sell the oil, the foreign companies and governments pay, and they put the money in the bank. That is the infrastructure. The people that write these articles for these men, I don't know where they went to school. If they want to know what an infrastructure is, they must start from their dictionary. Infrastructure means good road network. Infrastructure means proper sewage system. So that when you go to the toilet, when you, anything you do, what they call gray water, when you flush your toilet, the water should be going somewhere, not into a soak away in the ground, but going somewhere where that water is then treated and then pumped back to people for use. The sewage system, which is one of the critical infrastructures any modern society must have, does not exist in Lagos. It's not in Abuja. Enugu doesn't have it. Kaduna, no. Zaria, no. Sokoto, no. Kanu, no. Maiduguri, no. No town. The mistake that they had, in fact, the fact that there is a big gutter running through Ungwa Road in Aba, those that know New Market, or running through Omuaha, does not represent a sewage system. That is what it should look like, but doesn't represent it. So there is no sewage system, no good roads, no proper electric distribution network, no schools, primary schools, nursery schools, secondary schools, or universities worthy of protection. We have seen what the airport looks like. What infrastructure is Jonathan talking about? Because Nigeria has no infrastructure. Professor Nwabueze have said that the political summit holding in Uyo, which they are calling in Uyo, they are calling a political summit in Uyo, the capital of Akwa Ibom State, not in Kaduna, not in Zaria. These are very crafty men. They want to do everything to destabilize Goodluck Jonathan. The political summit holding in Uyo, the capital of Akwa Ibom State, will not discuss the alleged second-term ambition of President Goodluck Jonathan. Its convener, Professor Nwabueze, said yesterday. Nwabueze lives in Lagos. Why is he convening a meeting in Uyo? The Hausa people have given this man money. Because of men like this, they insult us. They say Igbos, they love money. Because of men like Professor Nwabueze, he doesn't listen. He's a geriatric. Maybe he's suffering from dementia. Nobody knows. When you speak, they say you're insulting people. If you insult, if you make yourself an ice cream, children going out to play will buy you and lick you. This man is an insult and a disgrace. He has continued to wallow in his foolishness. They have given him yet more money. They call him a former don. He lamented that some elements were planning to discredit the summit, which he said was convened to discuss the challenges facing the country. Nwabueze, if you want to know the challenges facing the country, go to Maiduguri. You will see it there. That problem is called Boko Haram. Your friends in the north are the ones responsible for the plight, the state of hopelessness in the Zoological Republic, of which yourself is a product of. You are a professor. You cannot tell your host in Lagos where you're living, not in your village. You're from Atani. You don't live in Enugu. You're not in Owerri. You are living in Lagos, calling a national summit in Uyo. Where you are, there is no sewage system, no running water, no electricity. You have borehole, you have generator, and you have graded roads because you drive on them with Jeep. You are calling a summit. Your paymasters from the north have seen that the heat is on you. What can they do? They give you more money. Like Amechi, Rotimi Amechi, the so-called governor of River State, that the houses are planning to use to destabilize. That is, you see, this is what they keep doing. They know we are going, that Biafra is going. Everybody is coming to use the Port Harcourt axis to destabilize us. Now he's going to Uyo to go and do a summit on how to hold Nigeria one, all in Biafran territories. We are coming for all of you, one after the other. You can run, but you can't hide. The alleged mastermind behind the rape involving the councillor of Ndiago Echara Ward 1 in Ikwo, local government area of Ebonyi State, Mrs. Margaret Hillum, and her two daughters were arrested by men and officers of state police command in Abakili Ikim. The state police public relations officer, DSP Sylvester Igbo, who confirmed the arrest of the suspect, Honorable Sunday Otta, the vice chairman of Ikwo local government area, revealed that the suspect was arrested by the police based on the confessional statements made by other suspects. Sunday, Nwaokpowuku, or whatever his name is, allegedly involved or was, you know, pointed out as being involved in the rape saga. The mother of the victims, who is also the current councillor candidate of Ndiago Echara Ward 1 in the last PDP councillorship election in the state, reported this very incident to the police. I don't know for other people, but as somebody who was born, bred, and raised in the village, I have never come across such a story before in my life, that a woman, a mother with two daughters, was raped by an Igbo person, an Igbo man. Not only did he rape the mother, he raped the two daughters as well. People still ask us, why do you want Biafra? It keeps happening all the time. Because we warned you. Every day you stay in the Zoological Republic, the type of news you will hear, you will think the world is going to come to an end tomorrow. Nigeria is the end of Biafran people, most notably the end of the Igbo race. They know what they are doing. I won't even be surprised if they've been paid to go on a raping spree. 10 people were killed yesterday. No, 2 days ago, actually, because it's 4th year of September today. In Ataka, in Kawura, local government area of Kaduna State, by unknown gunmen. Police spokesman Aminu Lawan said some of those suspected to have carried out the attack were being interrogated. This is the third time the area has been attacked this year. Residents said the family of 4 was killed. A couple was killed, but their children escaped. Another day in the zoo, another story of lives being lost. The only way to salvage all this is to divide the country. The only thing we ask Lord Jonathan to do is to do what Gorbachev did. That is the news and accompanying analysis today, on a day that our Skype failed to work because they say we have too many numbers, too many people there. When it's their time here tomorrow, we shall go to them and pay them so they can give us what is called a business package. We can add as many people as possible to our Skype contact list. That is the news we are presenting to you today on the 4th day of September from here in Thailand. Because we say we are truthful, so we have to be even truthful, even with our timing as well. It is the 3rd in London and also in Biafra land. We mention London because that is where Radio Biafra is headquartered, and from where salvation and glory shall befall our people. Isn't it very ironic? The same British people we pillage and blame, yet they allow Radio Biafra to be operating within their territory because they know we have righteousness and the truth on our side. That is the news headlines and accompanying news roundup. Our studio here is packed. Everybody is going to speak. I don't know if they are beginning to give us back our lines. We do not know. But we shall attempt to go and take this call before we go around, because they may have something important to tell us. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. We have no, they are gone. They are gone. Please, we will now continue here in the studio. How many of us are we here? We are up to, is it 12 or 11 here in the studio? We are packed. People keep calling. If you call Radio Biafra, you stay on the line and give us your name and where you're calling from, please. Hello? Unbelievable. People call and they wait to hear their own voice. That is called narcissism. You stay in front of the mirror admiring yourself despite how not so good looking you are, but you think you are. You are obsessed with yourself. You want to hear your own voice, and you're clogging up the line belonging to the whole world. Please, if we can start from Pastor Levy, who is our leader here. Can you say something, please, Pastor Levy, on what we are presenting?
Let me start.
You want to start? Because they said that people are being raped. I wanted a pastor to start it, to tell our people where this church they go to. Because we have said it before. The more churches you have, the worse things are getting. Nobody can tell me why that is the case. We are in the home of a pastor. He will tell us. Why the more Pentecostal churches you have, the worse things are getting. When we are going to the traditional churches, Roman Catholic, Anglican, Methodist, Presbyterian, and Assemblies of God Church, nothing of this nature happened. Nothing of this nature happened. Now in our place, a mother and the two daughters are being raped.
Yeah, Prophet Nnamdi, one thing is sure. You have already said it. That people are living in the zoo, so everybody is behaving like an animal. they think that human beings are supposed to be free for all. Free sex. If you catch anybody anywhere, just do it like a dog or like a chicken and cock, you know. They are living in the zoo, so there is no law, it's lawlessness, you know. So what I want to talk about, maybe Pastor Levy should handle that, but I want to talk about Goodluck Jonathan and his infrastructures. Maybe somebody should help me to ask him what is that he means, infrastructure. Is he talking about NEPA? I want to know. Is NEPA an infrastructure? Can somebody in the studio help me? Because I don't understand what he's talking about. Nigeria don't have electricity. We don't have water. We don't have loads. Nigerians, they are living in Stone Age. Every country in the world have electricity. They have water. And what is he talking about? That Boko Haram is about to start to attack. Attack what? NEPA? I pray that Boko Haram should blow up NEPA.
Even NEPA is afraid of Boko Haram. Boko Haram themselves, if they hear that NEPA is coming, they will run, because I know there will be no light.
Yeah.
So Boko Haram has more to fear from NEPA than NEPA from Boko Haram.
Which means that NEPA is more dangerous than...
Of course they are.
Oh my goodness.
Ochichere, darkness, that's what they bring to you. Darkness, Ochichere. You know what it means.
So, I wonder which bridge or which load, which highway, super highway that Jonathan is talking about. People back at home may not understand what we are saying, but I don't know how you think about the overseas that you used to hear. If you are back home and talking to you now, I don't know how you used to think about this overseas. But one thing I want to tell you, these people build their country, and their country is more beautiful than whatever you have in your mind right now about overseas. That is the truth. When anybody you know that goes out of that zoo and refuse to come back, don't ever think that that person is crazy. Don't ever think that that person don't like his fatherland. No, that person likes himself. You people are living in hell fire. We are going to get Biafra or we die trying. We have seen it. We live it. We wear it. We eat it every day. We are going to bring to you those things that you dream of. We are going to build the Biafra that you dream of, that you have never experienced. We will never be Nigerian again. We have never get anything good from them. And we don't think there is anything good that is coming out of from there. So we want Biafra or we will die trying. We don't want to fight to get Biafra. But if those people in the zoo refuse to let us go when we ask, when we tell them that we are about to go and they refuse to let us go, Nigeria will turn to hellfire. Nobody there will ever live there again. Those people you see there, they will run away. All these people that is carrying your money and putting it in the international bank account, they know, they are very wise. They know what they are doing. We are going to make them to run away from that zoo that you call country. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Yes. Yes, Berger.
Yes. As my deputy have earlier said, Nandas, you asked me that question. Why are we having atrocities, evil in these days? Why we are having many, many Pentecostal churches? Not only Pentecostal, that have many, many churches today. The question you ask me is wise. I get it in Matthew chapter 24. It was in Matthew chapter 24.
So there's an answer in Matthew.
Yes. The Bible we believe, the Bible that Biafrans believe.
Yes.
This question you ask, people have asked that question in the time past. When Jesus Christ was here on earth, his disciples come to him when they were at Mount Olive. The question was asked. They asked him, Daddy, our prophet, what we are seeing now, what will be the signs of your coming? What will show us the end of the world? And our master Jesus answered them and tell them.
I will have to interrupt you because we want to hear what Jesus said, but let's hear what our people are saying.
We'll okay. Come to that, yes. Okay, keep on.
Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hi, Radio Biafra. This is Chioma from Maryland.
You're welcome to the program. We are in Thailand, in Bangkok to be precise. Please proceed. What would you like to say?
I actually wanted to call in to make a commentary on President Jonathan's fear of the terrorists. I think Nigeria happens to be the only country in the world where a president is scared of homegrown terrorists. When the United States is talking about terrorists, they're often talking about foreign terrorists. Like, they're worried about Al-Qaeda. But a president of a country cannot seem to manage his own country's affairs, that he has to go onto the media to talk about actually being scared of terrorist threat. I think that's one of the things about Nigeria that I will never be able to understand. And I think it also goes into the way that a lot of politicians also operate. When you talk about the infrastructure, like, nobody cares. Nobody cares that Nigeria doesn't have infrastructure. Why? Because everybody can get on a plane and fly overseas. And, you know, these politicians, they send their kids abroad to go to school. And they talk about the infrastructure of other countries. They will never talk about infrastructure as it applies to Nigeria, because that will mean taking the money that they are stealing every day and actually helping the people. So it's sad, you know, when you hear a president of a country cannot get the country in check. People are scared of Boko Haram And it seems the president, obviously, is scared of Boko Haram. And I think people should be worried that their president doesn't care enough to actually take care of Boko Haram. But nobody cares about that. Everybody just wants to, I don't know, talk about one Nigeria and how we can all get along. But we know that would never happen. So I just wanted to say that I love Radio Biafra, and I wanted to call in and contribute. So,
thank you very much. Do you believe in Biafra?
I do. And I also believe in the director of Radio Biafra. So,
What are you doing about Biafra? If you believe in Biafra, we have been castigating people living in America. The fact you have called means that you've been exonerated from that very list, because I'm sure you've been listening previously and you've heard what we've been saying about people from the United States. What led you to call Radio Biafra, despite the fact that we don't very much love some of you over there, in view of some of their apathetic nature to what we've been doing so far?
Well, I know I can only speak to my friends, and I know that a lot of people, the reason why they're sort of confused about the message of Biafra, it's not because they don't want to support Biafra, it's because a lot of them, honestly, have very specific questions about what is going to be different. I mean, I know for me in particular, I cannot go to my father's village in Mbise without having to worry about security. And in those sort of situations, young people don't really care about anything else. They care about things like security, and they care about things about like actually going home and not having to worry about being robbed or being kidnapped, or so people want those sort of questions answered. So I think they feel intimidated, like, with a lot of the things that Radio Biafra probably brings up in discussion. They see it as more sort of historical, it's sort of like the background information, and young people want to sort of think about what is happening now, what's happening when I go on holiday in Nigeria, and I have to get security to come live in my boys' quarters because I can't, leave the house at a particular time. Those are the things that are sort of real to, like, young people. And I think, in a way, they may be feeling marginalized and not feeling like the message isn't really for them. So perhaps Radio Biafra can try to sort of appeal to them in that way. Everybody wants their sort of questions to be answered. From my own perspective, I think it would be to try to sort of reach out to them. You know, they can call and pose those questions to you, the director, or to your panel as well. So that way, the young people who are really going to drive whatever it is that happens now, they're going to sort of push it forward. Those people need to know that their needs are also sort of part of this larger plan. But we are not all the same. I know that you guys are sort of thinking that the U.S. doesn't care. It's not that people don't care. They want to know why they should care.
They want to know, don't they hear or read about Boko Haram killing our people in the north? Are they not aware that our mothers are being raped? Are they not aware of what is happening, that our daughters are being abducted on the streets? Or is it because CNN is not reporting it? Are they waiting for CNN to speak so they can follow? What is the problem? That is what we want to know. You've called us from America. We welcome it. We like your contribution, your bravery. You're well-spoken, but we want to know, what do they want us to do? It must be mentioned, what do they want us to do that they may come out and participate and set us free from bondage?
I think they want a clearer message, and a lot of them probably don't know about Radio Biafra. And if they know, like I said, they may feel like, what is this Biafra thing and why should I care? Not that Radio Biafra should make it its, purpose to try to sort of convince people to join in the war to gain Biafra back, but people want to know specific things. And it's not that they don't know that people are dying. They hear about it in the news every day, regardless of whether CNN posts it or not, whether BBC reports it or not. That's the reality of life. Even if you don't hear anything, you know about Boko Haram, you know about the bombings and stuff. But people want to worry about their immediate problems. And their immediate problems or their immediate needs is probably not Boko Haram. And unfortunately, unless somebody's family member is the one getting raped, a lot of people don't care. And it's a sad reality, especially for young people. It's kind of sort of like you post a message and people say, oh, God help us all, you know, we'll pray about it and all of that stuff. And it kind of sort of, I think it breeds inactivity because nobody really wants to do anything as long as they pray for other people. So I think the problem is not just one problem, and I don't think I can speak for every American. I can only speak to my reality, and I can only speak to the people that I've spoken to about Radio Biafra and what Biafra stands for and why it's important to try to gain Biafra back. But it's to try not to antagonize people by saying, oh, because they do not know. They want to know. They just don't know yet. So, I don't know. I called really just to sort of give my own opinion. And I do thank you guys for what you're doing. And long live Biafra.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. That is a way to open. So, it's a very good thing that we took the call anyway. Yes, please. After the young lady must have spoken to us, I don't know if she's young or old, but she sounded very young. Because we can tell these things anywhere from United States. I think it's now time for Jesus to speak. What did Jesus say?
Yeah. Like what I said before, if you read Matthew chapter 24, verse number 4, Jesus answered them, be careful that no one mislead you, deceiving you, and lead you into error. Verse number 5, he said, for many will come. Can you hear it now? In Biafra, can you hear it clear? He said, for many will come. That is to tell you, many prophets will come. False ones will come. Original ones will come. If they didn't come, that means the word is not true. Jesus said, many will come. Many. There will be many. More Pentecostals are coming. More fake churches are coming. More Pentecostal fake ones are still coming. As we have more even prophets, pastors, fake pastors are still coming. You never see them. They're even in Biafra land. But with God, we're going to foolish them out.
Amen.
Because Jesus is against it. He said, even some will say, they are Jesus. If you read it down, he said, some will come and claim they are Jesus themselves. And we have only one God. They say they are Jesus. It's for you to believe them. He said, if you go down, he said, they will perform many miracles, signs, and wonders just to influence you, to tell you.
Is this in the Bible?
Yeah, all this I'm telling you is Matthew chapter 24. If you want to get it clear, read from verse 1 down. You get it. All the answer is there. So don't doubt. Don't be afraid when you see many churches today. It is written. It must be so.
Incredible. 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 Incredible.
And of that, he said, many nations will rise against nations. Kingdom against kingdoms.
Yes, let us see if this person will rise against us or with us. Let us take this. Let's see. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, my wonderful brother. My name is
Ugochukwu. Where are you calling from?
Malaysia.
From where? Sorry, from Malaysia?
Yes, I'm calling from Malaysia.
Yeah, please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm so happy for I want to congratulate you again. I have somebody give you a idea to declare that you are the Moses of our Biafra.
No, please, I cannot be Moses. So Moses did not make it very far. He did not. Amen. No, I will say amen to that one. I love you, but I can't say amen to that. Because Moses did not make it. He stopped halfway. I want to make it. I want to see Biafra, please.
Hello?
Maybe Joshua will take. Yes, hello, we are here. We are here. Joshua, okay. I can take. But Moses, no. Thank you very much, but no. Ojukwu was our Moses. The death of Ojukwu told us that Biafra was coming. As soon as our leader died, we knew that Biafra was coming. That was the signal. As simple as that. He was Moses. As soon as he died, Biafra was going to come. As simple as that.
Yes.
So I cannot be another. Okay. Of course, okay, we had Ojukwu is our Moses. Yes.
Hello?
Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to greet every one of us, any Biafra in the whole world. I want to say thank you for everyone that is participating in our country. And also, I want everyone to read this chapter in Bible. Because for some of us, Biafra don't know what is going on. They are just coming out and talking rubbish. I want every one of us, Biafra in the whole world, to read Ezekiel chapter 37, verse 19. Chapter 18:34, and Deuteronomy chapter 3:32-10, and Joshua chapter 1:10. When they read this book, they will see the promise of Biafra that God has promised us. I thank you again and your family, and I know that God will be protecting you and your family.
Thank you very much.
I want to also love what you heard about good love. They cannot bless that young man because that man is living in darkness. It cannot blame me because somebody that is living in darkness don't know what to do. That user country called Nigeria is in darkness. So that young man is very confused. He's a darkness man, he don't know what to do. We had all things that happened, abomination that happened in our country. We can commit atrocities and abomination. But I want to refer every Biafra in the whole world to read 1 John chapter 5 verse 2. This world has controlled that evil. So they should know. So my brother, any part of the world, any way that Biafra is, I want everyone. This is our time. This is our time. This is our time. We are not begging useless country come and get to give us freedom. Rather we get it or we die with it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much, and God bless you. Thank you very, very much. Let's attempt to take this call. Please. Of course. Thank you very much. Yes, please, Pastor Levy, you must finish what you were saying, please.
Yes, like I'm saying before, this was a question they asked, you asked, it has been asked in the olden time. So it is still happening. Now, let me tell you one thing again. That you remind me, there was a day we have meeting with the Elugu and the Anambra community. You say, oh, the whole world hates Biafrans. You are asking why? Let me tell you, it is already written in the same Bible, verse number 11 of the same Matthew. He said, and if you read verse 11, let me tell you before I go down to the other verse. He says, in the last days, there will be many false prophets. Many false prophets. And how to know false prophets, those who say something and what they say never come to pass. That's why we pronounce on you that you are really a prophet. Whatever you say in Radio Biafra, come to pass. That's why we give you this title in Thailand. You are prophet of Radio Biafra all over the world. We tell you that and take it from us. That is real.
It's true.
If you read verse 13 of it, he said, but he said unto them, those who endure to the end, they will inherit the promises of God. God have something better for us. God have something more better for us. So we should not relent. We must move forward. Even verse 9 of where I quoted, he said, then they will hand you over to suffer because you are a truthful child of God, because you are the disciples of Jesus Christ. The world will hand you over to be afflicted, which Nigeria is afflicting us today. I'm not afraid to say it, because the Bible have already said it. He said they will even put us to death, which Boko Haram is doing today. It is in the Bible. And he said you will be hated by all nations of the world for my name's sake. Why are we being hated all over the world? Is it not because we are of God?
Of course,
sir. We are from the rising sun. We are children and sons and daughters of God. The world will hate us. He said, this is the truth. The world don't know us. That's why.
Let us see if we have another caller.
Continue.
This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Odenibo. I'm calling from New Jersey, United States.
The very great man himself and the Redeemer, one of the Redeemers of our people. If not for your sake, God will, in his rage, obliterate and erase every evil person in that very place. You are welcome to Radio Biafra, sir, and the whole world is listening to your voice. Please proceed.
Thank you very much, Nnamdi Kanu. First, I want to congratulate you on your travels across Southeast Asia, and we hope you return to London safe, in good health.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
I want to, you're welcome. I want to refer to the young lady who spoke. I think she spoke from the U.S., did she?
The Washington area, yes, she's from the U.S., yes. Her name is Chioma from U.S., yes.
Yeah, she was saying that the youths are not educated. They are not to blame. I think I agree with her. Because that's... they have parents, don't they?
They do, they do.
And those parents, I'm sure, either were participants during the war, or at least they had stories about the war. Why can't they educate their children?
Maybe, sir, you are in America. Maybe it's because of hamburger. You know, hamburger is cheap and big, very large.
I tend to agree with you, Nnamdi Kanu. Yes. She said everybody is concerned with his or her immediate need.
Yes.
What does that mean? You don't hear news about Nigeria, especially about Biafra land where the Igbos are suffering? The Igbos are being killed all over the country. Some of them are being shipped back from Lagos to Biafra land, and they don't hear about them.
Amazing. Amazing.
Well, I want to draw the attention. Okay, if we go to, if we want to measure the level of development or happiness within a nation, I think one of the criteria is the life expectancy of the people in each nation. Let me, because I went through National Geographic and found out these important details. USA, France, UK, Germany, and other European countries have, on the average, 80 years life expectancy. Then you come to Africa. All the countries surrounding Nigeria, Cameroon, has 52 years life expectancy. Benin Republic, to the west of Nigeria, has 56 years. Niger Republic, up there in the desert, has 53 years life expectancy. Ghana has 59. Togo, the little Togo, has 61 years. Hmm. Now, Nigeria. Nigeria has what? 47. Nigeria, with all the resources you can think of in this world, both human and material, their life expectancy is just 47 years. They rank the same as Chad, right there in the desert, and almost Afghanistan with 44 years. Does this not tell our people, those who have been to school, that something wrong, inherently wrong, in that place called Nigeria?
It's terrible. 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 The zoo.
We in America, we read all these things, we see these statistics, and we don't make any meaning out of them. That means that Nigeria really is a hell on earth. Is hell on earth. And for Biafrans, who are industrious, who want to live the good life, who want to work hard in order to attain the good life, to be kind of jammed into that zoo is something that every Igbo man should be very, very concerned about. Apart from the history, everybody knows it. If they say they don't know it, don't mind them. They know. It's written all over the place. but they just do not care.
It's terrible.
They just do not care.
How do we make them to care?
In America.
How do we make them to care? What do we have to do? What do we have to do to make them to care? That is the million-dollar question.
Yes. Well, that's where the young lady may be a bit right. Kind of a drive, sensitization towards, like you came over, I think, in June and July. It may be necessary for you to do a return journey.
If I come there, they may decide to hire assassins to kill me. If I come there, they may ask Obama not to allow me to get through the airport, because they know I bring with me truth, and most of them don't like it. I bring with me truth and nothing but the truth. And what they must realize is this. That America they are enjoying, people died to build the United States of America. America that they are in, enjoying doing 9 jobs, working for 25 hours out of 24-hour day. People fought for the freedom of the United States. They fought for it. America had to be independent from that awkward to Britain. The same people cannot buy in here. They had to be free from Britain. Look at the, if America had remained under Britain, would they be like that today? No. Do you think they would be like as great as they are today?
Never.
The same thing is happening to us. If we remain in the zoo, we are finished as a people. Finished. Hausa men, not even Hausa men. During your time, sir, in the north, when an Igbo woman gives a Hausa man change in the market and mistakenly her hand touches his, he will go and kill Ram at home and have a party. That his skin brushed that of an Igbo woman. Today, a bus driver is picking our girls from the streets, forcibly impregnating them. And people are in America. If not for the likes of you, Chidera, our little sister that called, Chioma, and Amajoyi, let's say Madwewesi, Moses Mwigwe, Clifford Iranya, and the rest of our people there. You are not up to 10. If not for you people, believe you me, anybody coming in from the United States, in fact, with the resources we have on the ground, we'll let them enter Biafra land. They are not just a disgrace to humanity. They bring shame and dishonor to us as a people. And the world must let them know how angry we are with them. They are close to Obama. Let them hear it this evening. Do they know that Mrs. Obama has an Igbo blood in her and that she speaks Igbo language? Do they know that? Do those in America know that Mrs. Obama speaks Igbo language? Do they know that? That she was raised the Igbo way. Do they know that? That in America, our sister is basically the most powerful woman in the world. They don't know how to utilize it. They're busy working all their lives, behaving like morons, speaking useless English with their trousers on their knees. Look at how big they are all over the place. Without brain. It's an honor to speak to you, sir. As always, you're welcome. This is your radio station. Anytime, any day.
Thank you.
We are at your disposal. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you.
And you too.
This is Radio Biafra. The truth must be spoken. Maybe people didn't know that Obama is Igbo. You don't know that? Mrs. Obama. She speaks Igbo language. She was raised the Igbo way. She speaks Igbo language. She was raised the Igbo way. People don't know that. We tell you what you don't know on Radio Biafra. It sounds miraculously fantastic. By the time you go and investigate it, you notice the truth. Then you will believe us. You will know that we speak the truth and nothing but the truth. That day you will respect Radio Biafra. People think that we are joking. We are a bunch of jokers. They don't know who we are or what we are capable of doing. Biafra is going to come.
Sure.
If they say no,
no,
if you have it, you write it down. They write it down. we will destroy Nigeria. If they don't want us to go, we will kill. Nigeria will be gone. We say it that they will hear it and know what is going to happen. We dare them to try and stop it. Ojukwu told them that even the grass will rise up and fight. They thought it's a joke. More is coming. More is coming. Do we have somebody on the line? This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. Turn your system down. Balataya, turn it off. Please turn it down. It's interrupting our program. Turn it down.
Let me turn it down.
Turn it down, please.
Yeah. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Nonso.
And your surname?
Nonso. Yeah, Nonso Okoye.
Chukwu Nonso Okoye. Go ahead.
Yeah.
And where are you calling from?
I am calling from Thailand.
From here in Thailand. That is very good. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I hope I'm speaking with Nnamdi.
Yes, and the rest of our brothers here and the sister as well. The Radio Biafra studio is packed and the whole world is listening.
Okay, Nnamdi, you are highly welcome in Thailand.
Thank you.
It's unfortunate that since you came to Thailand, I hadn't your phone because I was listening to Radio Biafra last time, but I have been to Phuket for some business, so it's unfortunate that I have not meet you since all these days, but I always try my possibility best to listen to the Radio Biafra.
Yes, so you're welcome. Please go ahead. Yes.
In Thailand here, you are highly welcome. The God that brings you to Thailand will take you back to your destination in the name of Jesus.
Amen. And that destination is Biafra.
And I'm still using this opportunity to thank my brother, OC, the coordinator, because he was the one that has been encouraging me all this time, and he has been encouraging some of my friends. The first time he was talking about this Radio Biafra, some of our fellow brothers here in Thailand was embarrassing and insulting him. So, but I really appreciate his effort then, and since then I have been praising and I have been thanking God on his behalf. So I was really happy when I heard that you, Nnamdi, that from Malaysia, that you are coming to Thailand. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
And since OC was preaching about Radio Biafra, I still followed him. In anywhere I go, I still tell so many of my friends about Radio Biafra. But sometimes, it's unfortunate, when I encourage or preach some people about Radio Biafra, they ask me, have you have any union or any organization or any meeting or any president or any of the thing in Thailand? I said yes. They say, who is the president, who is the chairman? I said, because I've not been to the meeting since they started the meeting here in Thailand. I am at Phuket, so but by the special grace of God, next tomorrow or tomorrow I will be in this Bangkok. So I was trying to tell them that is Pastor Levy. Actually, I don't know who is Pastor Levy. It's an OC that told me that Pastor Levy is the president or the chairman. So I always tell some of my friends at Phuket here that is Pastor Levy and some of the people that I do call, because with the how OC used to advertise the thing, I always follow him and do that, because I know that when we have the Biafra, when we win this Biafra, that we are free. Because in this Thailand, we are not free. Only when the only policeman will say, where is your passport? If lately you bring your green passport, Nigeria, he will say, oh, Nigeria. Only our green passport is an SP. It is this in this Thailand.
So if you are carrying it, you are guilty. Without any crime. Hello? It's an exhibit. If you are carrying the green passport, you are guilty of a crime.
It's not about you committed any crime, but once you bring out that green passport, you are an exhibit already.
Oh, you yourself is an exhibit now.
Right. With that green passport, you are an exhibit already. So I will be very, very happy. But I know that God has answered our prayer, because I know that it's already happened. It's like in the book of the Daniel, when Daniel prayed, I know that our prayer has reached God here. God has already answered our prayer, because Daniel prayed, but the prince of Persia sees the prayer. That is how it is now. But I believe that Angel Michael is on the way before 2014, that Angel Michael will strike that the Prince of Persia, that we must be free before the 2014.
Amen.
But
amen.
But what I am praying now is that, please, in Namdi, I really appreciate your coming to this Thailand and here in Bangkok. But please, before you leave Thailand or Bangkok, I want you to make things to be good and to organize things very well before you leave. Please, if really, I don't know who is the chairman, that whenever I tell everybody about this chairman, Pastor Levy, they say, no, if Pastor Levy, I will never come to that meeting. He said, I don't know. But he's called Pastor. I don't know who is that man, but I will try. If I come to Bangkok next tomorrow, I will try to meet him to know who is the Pastor Levy. Because I've told more than 15 or 20 people. They always say the same. Pastor Levy, I will not come to the meeting. I don't know. So please, what I'm asking in Namdi, please, I want this, because if I come to this Bangkok, I really want to bring out myself to join this program in any way, financially, physically, because I really need freedom. I really need freedom. I hate embarrassment. How can a great Nigeria, look at Ghana, if you are going anywhere with Ghanaian passport in this Thailand, you are free. If you send your Ghanaian passport anywhere, police will say go. But once you bring your Nigerian passport, even you have 1 year visa or 3 months visa, he will say, oh, Nigeria is here. You know, it's an insult. A great country like a Nigeria, giant of Africa for that matter. You know, we need to be organized because we have men, Nnamdi. I don't know you, and I want to see you because of you. It's because of you that I'm coming to Bangkok next tomorrow. It's because of this. I want to see this in Nnamdi. That is why I'm coming to Bangkok next tomorrow. So, if we can really make things, because I've been hearing about all these Malaysian guys and other parts of Asia and other parts of Europe. I know that Thailand have men, but because who will bring out those our men? We need only one or two old guys. But the guy that I've been hearing that is a chairman, who is Safanizi, is an old guy. But he is the one that's supposed to preach out those old guys. Because I know that we have men. Because the last time OC was preaching about Radio Biafra, that one of my guys had shy dedication, Ramkam Hem, OC was preaching about Radio Biafra, that day we had a lot of men there. But because they look at OC as a guy that just came to Thailand. Maybe he have not stayed to Thailand 3 or 4 years. They look at him that he is saying story. Oh, this Biafra. They never listened to him. They were even insulting him. It was me and one of my guys that told them that this thing that you guys are doing is not right, because this thing OC is saying is the right thing. So, but have you seen that is this man, somebody like chairman,
Pastor Levy,
the same thing that OC said. People will listen to him, but nobody have any regard to that Pastor Levy. That is my annoyance now. We need somebody. Please, Nnamdi, try your possibility best. I will come to Bangkok tomorrow or next to attend next meeting before you left. Try your possibility best to bring out someone who people really love, who has a lot of fans, and even though he's not an old guy, this OC, it's not that I'm praising him. It's not that I'm hearing him.
I will interrupt you. You said you're coming, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm coming next tomorrow.
When you come in, because that is for internal consumption, not for the whole world. But what I have to say to you is that we have formally constituted Thailand, and Pastor Levy is our leader and our coordinator. That is the title. Here in Thailand, we are in his place.
Okay.
The studio is packed. We had a town hall meeting yesterday. People attended, well packed. He asked them a question openly.
Okay.
Who amongst you have I offended before? Nobody said anything.
Okay.
Whenever somebody tells you, I don't know who you are. We are going to meet when you come into Bangkok.
Okay, I will try.
When somebody comes to you, there is something I need to tell our listeners, not just you, but all around the world. When somebody comes to you and says to you, be afraid of that person, or that person hasn't done anything to you, you should try and befriend that person.
Okay. The problem is that I told you earlier that I don't know this personally. You don't understand? I told you earlier.
No. Listen. When you come to Bangkok,
this is my 4 years now.
Listen to me. When you come to Bangkok, we can discuss all of that. One thing is certain: we have constituted. OC is here in the presence of Pastor Livi, and we are holding Radio Biafra. Came here, and everything was quieting down. There is no problem right now. Okay. Do you understand? Yes. So everything is moving according to plan. So there is no way on this earth that we are going to go back to revisit something that we didn't want to announce it on air. That there were a bit of two factions here, but the two factions are here together. OC is working as a head of mobilization. And Pastor Levy is our leader here. He is also our coordinator. Nothing is going to change. That is how it's going to remain. Because Pastor Levy has not done anything wrong. He found Radio Biafra by himself. He volunteered by himself. He's been doing what is there by him. He's been organizing by himself. Everybody here attests. Do you know the type of discussions we've been having since? We've been laughing, going back to what happened before. He is going to lead our people here. That is what is going to happen. That is not going to change. Not today, not tomorrow. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please. We have somebody on Skype. Can you give me your name and where you are? No, they can't. They can't give us their name and where they are. Give us your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are.
This is Nonso. Okay, I was the one that is still talking to you before the line cut off.
Yes, we need to take other calls. That is the problem. We have other people to take their calls. So when you come in, you'll be able to see us. If you come in here, you will be able to see us. We now need to go around to get your views, all of you, one after the other. And those of you that attended the meeting, to tell the world what was decided at that meeting, that right now Thailand, Bangkok is one. You are together as one. That is what we want people. Tell us what happened, your own views. We are covering a lot of news today. Of course, we are in Thailand, and it is dedicated to Thailand people, but we are covering quite a lot. So if you can go around, please, and begin to give us your views and your opinion, that would be very, very interesting. Yes, please. Yes, go ahead. Your microphone is... Why do people switch it off? I can't understand for the life of me. Never turn it off, please. Always leave it on. Always leave it on, please. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, this is Emmanuel on the microphone.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, as for our brothers are discussing with their ideas, but to me, I would say we should go straight to... When you call, you should always go straight to the reason why we founded this Radio Nigeria, Radio... Biafra, Radio Biafra. Yeah, that is the main reason. So as I'm saying, the blood of our godfathers will never be in vain. And the coming of Biafra have already been there. And the blood of our godfathers is not going to be in vain. And the fights we have already won. Because I heard when the people called, they tried to say this fight, even if we didn't win, we're going to try, keep on trying. There is nothing we're trying because victory is ours. By 2015, everything will be open to everybody, every part of the world. We bear the witness and the ruin of Biafra.
Thank you very much. The next person, please.
Yeah, my name is John Ihanacho Mbanugo. I'm happy to be a member of Biafran mobilization team here in Thailand. I want to use this opportunity to tell our brothers, sisters here in Bangkok to join us in this program. Because when a man is not, he does not have freedom. So who are you? We are nothing. So I want to use this opportunity to invite all our brothers, sisters here in Bangkok to join us together so that we can be able to unite together to have our freedom. Because when you see what is happening here in Thailand, It's very, very, somehow, you know, as a human being, it's not good when you are walking in the street, you see someone, you see a human being like you interrupting you. It's not fair. So I want us to team hand, to join hands together to fight for our freedom. Nigeria have waka de go. If you want me to give you a brief song, Nigeria waka de go, na Biafra with the way to come here. Nigeria don't work out the go in Biafra with the way to come here. Yeah, Nigeria have work out the go because there is how can you see a vampire living with a lie? It's not easy for you to see a vampire living with a lie. That is why we have no lie, we have nothing over there. So what we have to do is only to fight to get our freedom. So my brothers and sisters, let's put hands together and fight for our freedom. Victory is ours because the Bible said, I will bless whom I want to bless, and I will curse whom I want to curse. Jesus, right, the Lord Almighty, Chukwu Abioma, do not curse us, but we are the one who curse ourselves. If we can be able to love each other, believe each other, have one mind, have one love, because once there is love, there is unity. Once there is love, there is peace. Please, let's join hands together and fight for our freedom. Nigeria is not doing anything for us. So why are we? I wonder sometimes when I see some guys in the streets, I start telling them about Biafra, they will start getting upset on me. They will start, you know, trying to make problem with me. I sometimes get much crazy because they are the ones I'm fighting for. They are the ones I'm looking for where to have to find a way to help them out, because it's not good. We are here looking for money where our place will have all we need. We have resources. We have our own different destinies, but where is it? We are all over the world looking for a way to get a little change. It's a little change, because when you have if you have money, why your people, your relations are not living fine? So who are you? You're still in trouble. You are still suffering. But when your people are living good and you are living good, so everybody, there will be no problem in society. Everybody will be living. Everyone will be living comfortably. Yeah, sure. Please, my brothers and sisters, let's put hands together to fight for our freedom. Freedom is a blessing. Freedom is a blessing. Let's put hands together and fight for our freedom. May God Almighty bless us and lead us to the promised land. Amen.
Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much. We must take this call. Give us your name and where you Hello. Are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, man. This is Evangelist Barnabas.
Evangelist Barnabas from Ireland. Yes, you're welcome. We are in Bangkok in Thailand. Please go ahead. The world is listening to your voice.
Man, I just have nothing to say. We met last Sunday. It has been a struggle anyway, but by God's grace, we have our first meeting last Sunday, which is the 1st of September. And we agree again to meet on the 22nd of this month. By then, we decided that we are going to have contributions and are not going to say anything until when that day comes, and whatever we have, we are going to pass it to you. That's just what I want to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That is Ireland, Irish Republic. They are waking up. Everybody is waking up. There is unity all over the place. We don't want any division. Our brother spoke very eloquently, those that spoke before. We always get it wrong. People always say, let us unite. Let us come together and work as one. Yes. If you unite under love, any day you fall out of love, you quarrel, you run away. If you unite under any other thing apart from the truth, you will always find difficulties and faults. The only foundational stone, when I travel, people say, I love Radio Biafra. The only reason why I love Radio Biafra is because you speak the truth. That is all they say. Not because I'm handsome, I'm very tall and slim for my age. Because I'm an old man, very, very old. Is white. I'm a very old man. But because I speak the truth, maybe the Lord God is keeping me looking young. I'm very, very old. Some of you here, if I started on time, would have been the age of my child by now. But in all that we do, we must give glory to God. As I said before, possibly myself and pastor will be the same age, or if he's older than me, to be by 2 or 3 months. God gave us an assignment to do. That assignment, we must do it. it has to be done. It must be done. I have said it before. Only two things are certain in one's life: the day you are born and the day you die. These two events must happen for you to be a complete human being. What you do in between is in your own keeping or of your own making. We came into this world and God gave us an assignment. That assignment is the redemption of His people, the restoration of the kingdom of heaven on this earth. That land is Biafra. That land is sacred. It is for the purity of that land, the sanctity of it, its sovereignty that we pursue. Anything in the way will die. They will die, all of them. They don't know what we have. May God save them. They don't know what is coming to them. This is Radio Biafra. People must continue to speak. You can respond. There are people here that need to speak. All of you must speak one after the other. Please proceed.
Hello, my fellow Biafrans and my brothers and sisters, wherever you may be listening to Radio Biafra from your various continent and your states. I thank you so much for our ongoing program. And I thank you so much, my lovely brother and my fellow Biafrans who called from Phuket, my brother Chinonso. I thank you so much for your much contribution, for your point of view, what have been keeping our people indoor about this struggle. I want to use this opportunity to tell my fellow Biafran here in Thailand that what they think is not what is not the right, is not what is happening. Please, I'm begging each and every one of you who have been hearing about Pastor Levi, or who or in one way or the other misunderstand him, to please to come out in this struggle. That whatever you think Pastor Levi is very, very wrong. It's very, very far from what I'm seeing from him. Please, I am begging you. I am begging you in the name of Lord. Like you always know how I always beg you to follow this struggle of Biafra actualization. To please come out. Pastor Levi can handle this, our issue. He's even royal more than I do. Could you imagine this night? I even come with my woman to his house. He keeps serving us food like our boys. So could you imagine somebody who bring himself down to serve us food every day we come to his presence? So I keep wondering what and where is this problem this man have, which everybody keep complaining about me of about Pastor Levi. You know, I didn't see this all this badness and bad attitude on him. So please, I'm begging each and every one of us, whatever. And I'm here again in the front of our director, Nnamdi Kanu, telling you that he give us the key that our leader can never mislead us. He can never lie to us. That any day he lied to us here in Thailand, that he will be removed. That is what Nnamdi Kanu told us. Yesterday, he elected Pastor Levi as our leader because Pastor Levi has been doing much work in this struggle. Pastor Levi make it possible for our coordinator to be in Thailand. Pastor Levi have contributed a lot in this struggle. I came to realize that Pastor Levi is not who you think he is. So please, my fellow brothers and sisters, wherever you may be in this Thailand, I'm begging you, in the name of God, let's come together. Radio Biafra is here to unite us together. Please. You have to come out. Please. In any way, in any means, knowingly or unknowingly, which Pastor Levi have wronged you. Please, even if you come, tell him his the way he wronged you. He will easily apologize to you. That is what I'm telling each and every one of you listening to my voice this night. I am still remain the person you know. The person, no retreat, no surrender in Biafra. Either we get Biafra, my brother, any day you hear we are going for Biafra, even Biafra that we are fighting in Biafra land against Nigeria. I keep telling you, if you still see me in Thailand in the next 24 hours, if you have acid, anything with you, you pour me. because either we get Biafra or we enter 6 feet. Thank you so much. Please, please, anyway, anyway, Pastor Levy, knowingly or unknowingly, wrong you, come and let him know. He will personally apologize to you so that we can move forward. Please, I am speaking right away from the presence of Pastor Levy and his in his home where we are broadcasting live since Radio Biafra came in Thailand. Yes. So please.
Thank you very
please
much.
Please and please, upon everything we did, upon everything I criticized him before I came to realize the type of him, yet he still accept me. He still show me the love due to this struggle. Thank you so much for listening. God
thank
bless
you.
Us.
Thank you very, very much. That is the spirit that we engender when we come to a place where people are in disarray, we put them together. Israel was important to us. And when you call Emma, who is our coordinator in Israel, or you speak to Emeka, or to Amaka for that matter, who is observing, or to Ikemba, who is the leader of men, the leader of our people, the Igbo Cultural Association there, we give them an assignment. We will unite you that you may pray for us. The day that Israel became united, we knew that Biafra is even getting closer. Here we came, not even much work was done. Despite all the animosity, everybody is working towards this very project. Tomorrow again, they'll be meeting here. Where?
7 o'clock
tomorrow. Thailand will meet here again, as they've been meeting all this war. Working together in harmony. Before we get here, Osita will be here before everybody else. Very diligent, hardworking. Sometimes I wish he was in London, to be honest. And who knows? That may happen. And he will do a lot of work mobilizing people there. This is Radio Biafra. Before we give you love, we give you truth. Because you need to accept truth before you accept love. You know that? Yes. Truth is more important. We did all of that, you know, when we were young. It's called warheads in those days. You pretend and say you're this, you're that, you're whatever. One day she will find out. And that day you will know that lying is not good. This is Radio Biafra. Who else wants to speak here from this? The studio is full. You must say something. Please bring your hand down a bit. Around, hold it around the neck of the microphone so we can.
Remains.
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, hold it. Yes.
My name remains Ago Sunday from Enugu State.
Of Enugu State, which part of Enugu State?
Udi local government.
Udi local government, where we have our airport. Guinea. Yeah, good.
Sure. So, please, I want to use this great opportunity to still talk to my fellow people of Biafrans here in Bangkok, Thailand. That my father used to tell me that if you have a problem with someone, it's better for you to go direct to the person and treat whatsoever, face to face. And to some other people whom I have been saying things beside or having creating an enmity without knowing what is in the person's mind, it is not fair. The man in person whom they are criticizing is a man of God. When I came from South Africa to Thailand, his church was the first place that I came into. He showed me love because I know what Biafrans have been passing through in different parts of the world. There in South Africa, I know what people are passing through. People are dying every day on the street. People have been
in South Africa?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Very sure. I am sure of what I'm saying.
My goodness me.
Yes. But when I came here, I found out that the best way to unite people is in the front of God. Tell them the truth. With truth, nothing will make Biafra not to be our own. We are Biafra's son. We have to stand on our feet to have what belongs to us. That is our right. We don't know anything about Nigeria. Nigeria is not our birthright or whatsoever. We are from Biafra. So, advice to everybody here in Bangkok is that if you have anything personally to him, being a child of God, go straight to him and settle with him, because you don't even know, tomorrow might be too late. For you to keep in enmity to your fellow brother is not fair. Instead, use that way and attack your own enemies here. There are enemies elsewhere. Instead of creating enmity to your brother, use it in the other way around, which you know better than as I know. So please, I advise you and urge you to please come out in mass. Let's unite. Let's tell ourselves the truth. From truth, we can create love. From love, we will get what we want. We need Biafra. Biafra is our father's land. And we can never allow anybody to take what belongs to us from us. When you speak to people whom their land is well blessed, they will tell you, fuck you and your country. What will make him or her to leave his or her father's country and travel?
We'll come to you in a second. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello?
Yes. How are you? Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
You're speaking to Isaac from South Africa.
Isaac, what is your surname? Isaac, what is your surname?
Isaac Samuel Otokele.
That's better. From South Africa. This is Radio Biafra in Bangkok, in Thailand. Please go ahead.
I was listening to what he said. My brother from Thailand is saying he was right. He was 100% true. Many people have gone in South Africa. I just want to keep him too. Because he said in South Africa, the way is not a new thing, because a lot of people die here. Many things are happening. I just want to let you know what he's saying is true. But what I'm saying, anybody that have any questions with you, pastor, you must come out and make peace. Because we are moving forward. Only forward can help us. There is no way we can be looking for backwards. Whatever it is, we are moving forward. Forward is only thing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We understand that there has been a lot of intermittency with the connection. Thank you for reminding us about this. Please refresh your browser. That's all you need to do. You refresh your browser. Thank you, Isaac, for calling. And what is happening to South Africa? You people, you're blowing hot and cold. Have they killed all our members in South Africa since they are dying every day?
Yeah, there are a lot of things happening in India and South Africa. But the last one that happened about a month ago, the publicity in the news, they just checked everybody. They say in Nigeria, that's even called Nigeria, it's a disease. It's just a disease. They checked all the local businesses around that area. They don't have phone, they just went to the church. They live in church. I have a proof of this. I record it. I've got proof about this. Because I know that one day you will be in South Africa. When you are in South Africa here, yeah, I will bring the truth. I've got the truth. You can know this, people will see. I've got the truth about what I'm saying. They say that our people are doing better things. That our people are saying they are clean. They are not the people that are doing those things. They make it no Nigerian area. I say, no, otherwise, I'm not in Nigeria. I'm in Biafra. They say about Nigeria. That's Nigeria. So if you believe that you are in Nigeria, the disgrace will come to you. But if you believe that you are in Biafra, you will not receive that disgrace. Because anywhere you go, even last week, a custom officer made me, he was calling me a Biafra man. I didn't even start to let you know that I'm a Biafra man. I was telling you, we are just like chatting. He called me a Biafra man. I was even surprised, how do you know I'm a Biafra man? He said, people from South East is from Biafra. He's the one that's telling me to know that people from South East is Biafra. They are the people that are suppressing in Nigeria. But he chose for us to get our freedom. I say, amen. If somebody from South Africa can say, we need Biafra freedom,
I don't know what he's saying in our brother over here. Every guy speaks Biafra. Every guy is going to call me Biafra. The guy is coming here to South Africa with Biafra. That Biafra is remain. Because I know what even when I came here to seek asylum, that is the thing I'm using the human. The day I was seeking asylum.
We'll come to you in a minute. Stay where you are. We'll come to you in a minute. We must take this call. We must take this call. We must take it. Let us see if we can get it. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, give us your name, the caller on the phone, your name and where you are. We have somebody on the phone. Are you brave enough to give us your name?
Oh, I am brave enough to give you my name. This is Castro Nkume.
Castro, your line is very bad. Please go ahead. We can hear you now. It's better. Please go ahead.
I am brave to give you my name. I am Castro Nkume.
That's very good. Castro. Yes, Castro, we can hear you. Welcome to the program. Please go ahead.
I'm very happy with what you are doing in Asia.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm very happy with what you are doing in Asia.
Thank you very much. Thank
you. I have to tell you the truth. The man in the coordinating the Malaysia, Ikechukwu Enyiago. The man is a great man.
He is. He is a very, very great lieutenant. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. He
and,
is.
I have to tell you the truth. When he came to Israel unaware. Now we are waiting for you the second time. We are praying for you. Yeah, we are praying for you seriously here.
Thank you. Thank you. And for Biafra as well. You know, you people are closer to God.
I want to ask you something.
Go ahead.
When you come back to Israel again, I will give you small books. You know, that one I gave you before was just a baby book.
They call it
when you come back, I will give you the book that will lead us to get Biafra.
Amen.
I know what I'm telling you.
Amen and amen. Israel is even waiting for the coming of Radio Biafra again.
Yeah. We are expecting you the second time. This time we'll take you to see the secret of the Biafra.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I know Israel is full of secrets. I know that. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much.
So when you come the second time, we'll give you the secret. We have the secret here.
Yes, I'm so happy.
The man talking to you is no other person than Castro Nkume.
Castro Nkume.
Thank
you.
We will take you to where we will give you more power. And give you more strength to handle this race. Because what you are doing, like I told you last time on the phone, what you are doing is more spiritual than physical.
Thank you very much. Thank you, and I agree with you. Thank you, and God bless our people in Israel.
Amen.
Thank you very, very much. Yes, you can continue and round up very, very quickly because the time is going so that everybody can speak. Please, go ahead.
As I was saying, it is very much important for us to come out in mass and support the great effort of our brother who have been the head and the leader of this great work. We have to support him with prayers, not only physically. We need prayers. We need prayer supportive. Because without God, we cannot achieve anything. But if we can be able to be prayerful and tell ourselves the truth will make us to unite, then I think nothing will hold us back. Biafra is our own. Please, I encourage everyone to come out with everything, financially, prayerfully, and in every way. We have everything that Biafra need. This is the time. This is the time. I thank you all.
Thank you very much. Yes, to the person to your left. Yes, go ahead. Your name once again, please. You proceed to make your comment.
This is Innocent Ifejika. My brother, I've said everything. but I want to help him, you know, one thing again. I wanted to welcome every Biafra here in Thailand. No matter wherever where you are in Thailand here, let's come out and join our hand together so that we can move things up. Because if you do, maybe many people are indoor, stay inside talking. But if we bring ourselves together, we'll make things happen here. Many people around the world know that there is Biafra in Thailand. That's the only thing I can say. May God help us in Jesus' name.
Hello, my brothers and sisters in Thailand. My name is Emeka Kaniro. I'm saying let everybody come and let's fight what belongs to us in Biafra. Let everybody put hands together so that we can fight this Biafra and get it. Let everybody come together so that you can go home, fight what belongs to Biafra, and we'll get it in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Amen and amen and amen. We are very grateful for that. Some people haven't spoken. Uche is standing up here with a camera, with the right hand. Can you talk with your left hand? Uche, can you hold the camera with your left? Sorry, the phone with your left hand, because you need to say something. And even our engineer hasn't spoken, has he?
No.
Give engineer to speak first, and then you speak. Okay, go ahead, Uche, go ahead. Oh, engineer first, not Uche, please. This engineer, go ahead.
Hello, good people of Biafra. I greet you all wherever you are. Listen our voice from this media. I want to use this opportunity to tell the Biafra that here in Thailand that now is the time for us to come out. You know, because I know with God is possible, and I know that God can do it for us. And I want to use this opportunity to thank our leader and send the Almighty God to strengthen you. In Jesus' name, amen. My name is Ogechukwu from Enugu, living in Thailand.
Ogechukwu who?
Ude.
It seems Enugu is disproportionate in Thailand. Have they taken over Thailand? Everywhere you go, Enugu people are there in Thailand. Yes, Uche, go ahead. You're not from Enugu, are you?
Me?
Uche, you're not from Enugu?
No, Agwata.
Okay, good. Go ahead, yes. Go ahead, please. Don't break anything. Everything is in order, is it? Yes, go ahead, Uche.
Thank you, you people, wherever you people are. As you are talking about our land, our father's land, Biafra, please, I'm begging everybody, wherever you are, let everybody keep hands together to fight for our freedom. It will be good for every one of us here. We need our freedom. We need to go back to our home. I thank you all as you listen to us. My name is Yusi. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Yes, who else is hasn't spoken? Yes, our deputy leader, we are wanting to say something else, please. Can you comment on what you're hearing? Please give him the microphone, let him say something. He's from Enugu, incidentally, is that correct?
Yeah, my name is Solo Enugu. My real name is Christopher Ndobisio Keke from Oguru, local government of Enugu State. Enugu, we are the giant of Biafra in Thailand. I'm the deputy leader of Biafrans in Thailand. I want to use this opportunity to tell the people of Biafra in Thailand that it's time to rise. The sun has started rising in the east, and we are in the east, and we will take this opportunity and make use of it. We will be the first to stand up when Biafra start to stand, because we are the first to see the sun. After all, it's 10 minutes to 3 o'clock in the morning.
That's correct. Yes.
And the people in the Biafran land are still in the yesterday.
That is correct.
So I want the people of Biafrans in Thailand to come out from wherever you are, from any city you are. You can connect to us, join us, put your name. Let us rise up and push this. If I can use struggle, let us rise up and push it on. We are going to tell Nigeria that we are about to go, and if they refuse to let us go, we will turn Nigeria to a hell fire. Afghanistan will see nothing to what Nigeria is about to see. So we want you to join us. We don't want to fight. We are peaceful. But if they don't give us our Biafra, there will never be peace in Nigeria again. So, and our people all over the world, before we have a little problem in the Biafrans in Thailand, but we have resolved everything. Like my brother Osita said, our leader is Pastor Rivi, and we have chosen him as our leader. And Pastor Levi in Thailand, we know him as Papa Philip. So if you don't know who is Pastor Levi, or if you are in Thailand and you are saying that you don't know who is Pastor Levi, he's Papa Philip.
Okay, maybe that's why.
Yeah.
That is why. We've been using the wrong name.
Yeah.
They know him as Papa Philip.
Yeah,
but I know him as Pastor Levi.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
So, you know, when you call Biafra, you call Lady Biafra, the people in Lady Biafra will ask you to use your real name.
That is correct.
Yeah, yes. If I call my real name from here to the next 200 years,
nobody
in Thailand knows that. So that's why I like to use my nickname also to verify my real name, to so that when you say solo, everybody who is from Biafra know that there's no other solo than me in Thailand.
Okay.
So that's why I like to use solo to put in my real name.
Okay.
So Pastor Levi is Papa Philip.
That's correct.
So just in case if you don't know who is our leader, you know him today. Papa Philip, the one who have a ministry in New Life Ministry in Onuk 44.
You will say that the man who made it possible that if you're within his area, where he's living, where the church is, Thailand police cannot arrest you, regardless of your status. And he made it possible. You see, I don't like people that talk without doing anything. He made it possible. If you are here, he said it. If you are here, if you mention his name and say you know him and the police arrest you, that police person will bring you back from where they arrested you from, if you're within this vicinity.
It's true.
And pay for your transport as well.
It's true, Director.
So what else do you want in a place where you're running? In other words, if you run close to this place, you are safe. So what is it they want? His name is Papa. My apologies, please. He's known as
Papa Philip.
Papa Philip, that is why. Not Pastor Levi. Now they will know him.
Yeah.
Yes, please go ahead.
So we want you to come out, join us. Another place that you can contact us is Livinus Cargo in Potunam. So if you go there, just ask about OC, the OC Taoke, the mobilizer. I'm sorry, my people. So OC Taoke will help you to know everything about the Biafrans in Thailand. He have his team. They are very good guys. They will talk to you. They will let you know everything that we have been doing. We are waiting for you. Don't hide. Don't think that maybe if you come now that you come late. No. If you wake up now, this is your morning. Please come and join us. We are waiting. We are already waiting for you. Don't hesitate to come. Our arms are open to embrace anybody who is ready to embrace us. So, wherever you are in Thailand, we are waiting for you. Come and join us. It's time to stand up for Biafra. And we are hoping that you will join us tomorrow. We will continue to broadcast from Bangkok in Thailand. Like I said before, my name is Solo. And may God bless you all. Okay, Director, you help us to tell the world that we have meeting here tomorrow.
You're the deputy leader, you tell them.
All right. Mm-hmm. We have a meeting here in Bangkok tomorrow. If you can join us, if you can move from wherever you are in Thailand, I believe that you can.
Are you saying if they can, or you want them to join you tomorrow? Yeah, they have to join you.
No, I mean for the people who are not in Bangkok.
Yeah, okay.
So
yeah.
if you can travel for wherever you are from Thailand, you will be able to join us by 7 p.m. tomorrow, which is today anyway. 7 p.m. today at New Life Ministry, Papa Philip's church at Onut Soi 44. If you don't know the place or if you need a number to contact, you can call 081-381-2734. I repeat, 081-381-2734. The person to get there is Solo, which is me. So I pray that you will join us today as you come. I pray that God will bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You are sounding like a preacher. We pray as you come, God will bless you. As I was going to, yes, please, go ahead and say what you want to say. Go ahead. Yes, is your microphone not working?
Please, people in Schoonville, Cross and Road, everybody here, when I speak, when I mention my name, John Ihenacho, John Banugo Ihenacho. But my real name, people know me there, people use know me here in Bangkok, is Freebird. I happen to be a member of mobilization team here in Bangkok. Please don't interrupt or curse your father's land, because Bible said who he curse his father, he will be cursed. Whenever I talk to you people, because I know that we all are Biafrans, I know that we all are one blood and one flesh. When I'm talking to you about your father's land, do not curse. Even if you are not interested, just be on your own. But people who want to listen, they have to listen, because it's their father's land. But I plead, I'm not cursing you, I'm not interrupting anyone, but whenever I talk to you, you listen to me, because I am like a messenger to you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. Yes, 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 yes. Is he mobilization as well? Yes, yeah, go ahead. And there are three mobilization officers here. There are three mobilization officers here. Only three. How many of you? One didn't come. So how many of you?
Two
is here, but one didn't come. Yes. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. Our leader is not going to say anything today. He will not say anything today. He will say something tomorrow. Yeah. He will address the people tomorrow. His name is Papa Philip. They know him, but I know him personally as Pastor Levi. That is what I call him. Maybe that is where the confusion stemmed from. Do not know him. I apologize to you. I do apologize to you. I do apologize to you. Our studio is packed as usual. Our sister is here awake. We want other people to emulate from our women here. Some of them have been very, very loyal, very, very dedicated. We want our women to be the same. Be dedicated to Biafra. Do not live in fear. Do not be afraid in the presence of your enemies. We are not reckless. Neither are we afraid. That this is Radio Biafra. We have come to you today from the home of our leader, a very humble man. That I caused him trouble by changing his name without due notice. And people started screaming, "Who is Pastor Levi? Who is Pastor Levi?" That was my fault. We have now resolved all the issues. Every lingering problem in Thailand has been solved. We know who our leaders are. And the same way Israel is now going to pray for us. We are not, people think because we're in a church, we're going to ask Thailand to go and be praying. Because praying is very cheap. All you need to do is to kneel down, close your eyes and close your hands and you start praying. Israel is closer to the seat. That's very square mile where there is Judaism, Islam and Christian is in the old city where God's presence is. We ask them to go there to pray for us. As long as Israel is united, as long as Israel keeps praying for Biafra, Biafrans in Israel, we will get Biafra. God will be hearing our prayers. Thailand will give us will help us get a transmitter here. If you don't know how to do it, you call Malaysia. They are doing something miraculous. We don't want to announce it yet. In here, Bubena Mena, Malaysia, on the 14th. They are working very hard. Malaysia set the pace. Thailand said they will surpass them. And we know the potential is here. In fact, Thailand is the only place that Malaysia is afraid of. Because they know that if Thailand gets up, that they will obliterate Malaysia. So we are waiting. Both of you are from the east, where the sun rises from. Actually, man be na bunke work. Two of them have unmahe wumbe. Umakane umahe wumbe. Yeah, wumbe work egamata. Will you know which one is male and female? No. You have to pick it up and turn it upside down. Then nature will reveal itself. This is Radio Biafra. We have enjoyed your company. There are many calls we didn't take. We do apologize. Our Skype wasn't working properly. We will pay Skype people later on today. We'll use a debit card to pay them. Online. Everything now is online. And they'll restore our services by tomorrow. It's been a pleasure serving you once again in the presence of all the people here. Who I will close this program on their behalf. Barrister Mambezi wasn't able to join us, so we missed his closing remarks. And Chidera wasn't able to read the news for us either. We are going to do everything humanly possible to rectify all these problems. We love all of you. Even the prodigal children in the USA, we love all of you. We speak that you may repent from your sins, but we cannot beg you to do what is right. How can we beg you? Are you people children? You don't see that your people are dying. Who is going to save them if not you? Anyway, we have people in the east where the sun comes from. Where they are, the sun sets. And after that comes darkness. Ochichere. We love all of you one after the other. We continue to profess without apology to anybody that Biafra is our religion. This station, Radio Biafra, is where we worship. And Chukwu Abiyama is our God. This same God is going to bless each and every one of you, wherever you are on this planet. But more importantly, this God will bless Biafra.
We shall always remember.